I picked a Perry.
Yeah.
Spectrum Perry, because I know Helen. Is it Helen? The Greg's Pit.
Yeah, the Greg's Pit.
Yeah. So how do you make a Perry? What's the deal with Perry?
The Perry?
Yeah.
Well, with the Perry pears.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the cider, really. You get like the apples, which are, you have the eating apples, cider apples. With pears, you've got eating pears or peri pears, which obviously make the alcohol. Yeah. So it's a very similar method. The one you got there is like a bit of a champagne method one. So it's fermented in the bottle, the yeast is extracted just before.
Okay.
It's ready to drink.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the? I've just saw another thing which had a different method. Oh, so there's the. That's the champagne method. Is
yeah,
this
yeah.
made in the same
yeah,
way?
Yeah, yeah, similar method, yeah.
So this is the Once Upon a Tree. That's their cider.
That's
the sparkling cider.
Yeah, that's
right,
it.
So it's like a cider.
Champagne cider, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. And that, and then I'm really interested in the dessert
one. Yeah, dessert one. Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
So, and that is open if you want to. Yeah, yeah.
That's the best thing about looking over here.
It's a bad thing about working and having to drive.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, this is really nice with just like a small glass of dessert, or
yeah.
like a cheese and biscuits or something like that.
Cool. Oh, it smells nice.
It should really be colder, but.
Oh, that's delicious. That's amazing.
So sweet, but so flavoursome. Wow, I think it goes really well.
Wow. So, what's an ice? I saw it was made in with the ice wine technique.
Yeah, the ice wine technique. So, really, basically, it's like you start to distill it, and
yeah.
then halfway through it's sort of stopped by freezing.
Oh,
which
kills
like,
the yeast.
Yeah, stops any more fermentation going on, but stops it at a quite a sweet level, so sweet is quite high in it.
So before the sugar's been converted into
alcohol. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's clever. Okay, how do you do that then? Just a big bucket.
I honestly don't know how he did those two, but they're both limited edition ones. I think, I wasn't there at the time, but I think it was 2009 when we had like minus 18 things. I think it froze almost accidentally, which created it. That's what I seem to remember.
Well, it certainly makes sense because it was like, it was unbelievably cold.
And that was in 2009. They're both 2009, both limited edition.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah.
We need another very cold winter then.